the back was turbine engine. And currently I'm on 94. Probably dipping out for my low cyclist, probably around 75 or so in the French Road here. And so I was going to say about the repeater now, but I think what it is. Anyways, back to you, Chris.
Okay, Dave. I'm on a dual band radio myself. I'm running an ICOM ID 5100. It does D-Star and analog FM. I used to be on DMR when Colin was living up here, but when he moved down south, his system died. There's a bunch of repeaters up here still operating on DMR, but they're not linked via the internet anymore. So they're all dormant. I don't think anybody uses them. But, you know, they all become local repeaters on DMR, but whatever it says on your radio that it was, it isn't anymore. It's just a local FM repeater now. Or not local FM, local DMR repeater. It's just not connected in any way to the internet. So I got rid of my DMR equipment and I bought a D-Star radio. I've been having a blast on it. And I hang out mostly on Reflector 66 Delta, which, my friend Russ, N4RTD, is on it. N8FM is on it, NAWJL, and a few other guys, KE8LWX, and a few others. They're all on there, and we have a good time. And there was a system here in Wayne County it's called WAGTW. It uses the old Northville 2-meter frequency, 145.17, and 444. And it's also got section on it. That repeater went down a week ago, and I don't know if they've actually got in up to the site to figure out what's wrong with it. Livonia Club has a D-Star repeater on 444.875, and I've gotten on that as well. I got a hotspot here made out of a Raspberry Pi 3, and it works well via the internet. And I've been all over the world via that little there. It's no bigger than a pack of cigarettes, actually smaller. And it works well. Puts out all of 41 milliwatts, and I'm talking all over the planet. W8RIT, WRX.